This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I am full of the Hanukkah spirit.
What is tonight? The second or third night?
Tonight, in fact, that we're recording, it's the fourth night.
Oh, okay.
I believe when this is released, it might be the eighth night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your math checks out. Do the math.
Yeah, I will do the math. So when you're listening to this, Hanukkah will be over. I'm not Jewish.
I don't celebrate Hanukkah. I know nothing about it.
But Tom, I went to see one of my favorite bands,
mm-hmm.
Yola Tengo last night.
Oh yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, I go to concerts. You know this band, Yola Tengo?
I do. I never got into them. Like they're the kind of band that like whenever I would hear them, I'm like, oh, I like this band, but like not enough to pursue a formal relationship with them.
You know why you probably couldn't get into them?
Is this going to be an insult about me?
No. Maybe, depending on what you think. You don't wear glasses.
You're too stupid.
No, you don't wear glasses.
Uh-huh.
You're too tall.
What do you mean I'm too tall?
You're not paunchy enough.
Oh, no. Oh, I see. This is more of an insult at their fans.
Freaking everybody. It was like a very, you know when you see a funhouse mirror and like it's not bent enough? So like it's just like, that just kind of looks like a guy like me.
Is that just what I look like?
Yeah, and that's what me at the Yola Tengo concert last night was. It was a bunch of dudes that like, it's like, yeah, this guy's pretty bad. Like, I can't tell what's different about him than me. Like,
right.
Maybe he's got a slightly receding hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a little trimmer than I am.
Yeah.
But I hated every one of these people.
Why?
I don't know.
You should.
It made me really think about
like
myself.
You should have been embracing. Like, this is my tribe.
Yeah. So they're hip, Tom. And they do. The reason I was filled with the Hanukkah spirit.
Are they hip anymore, though?
I
mean, I've thought about this a lot with, you know, bands I like, where it's like, I don't think that this band.
It depends on what you're saying hip, right? Because, like, nobody who's listening to, like, no 22-year-old is going to refer to himself or herself as hip.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, in terms of, like, they're, like, they're not for every, they're niche.
Right.
Right?
Okay. So it's like more of like a...
They're know-it-alls and they're niche.
Like an in-group type thing. Like, you're part of the club if you like them.
Right.
And like everybody in that club thinks they're cool, but everybody in the outside of the club like doesn't even know they exist and doesn't care, at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. They might have achieved this status where people are just like, I've heard of them, and I just know that like a bunch of assholes like them.
I mean, that's like a more cut to the chase version of what I said my relationship with the band is.
Yeah, I mean, they put on a great show. It was lovely. They do 8 nights. They do a show every night on Hanukkah.
Okay.
8 nights
in the same venue.
Yeah. So this was at the Bowery Ballroom, Tom. And they get a different comedian every night and a different opening act every night. And it's always a secret. So sometimes, like, the opening act is, like, big. Like, last year, like, Jeff Tweedy came and, opened for them. And then, like, sometimes people will come and, like, play with them during, like, Fred Armisen will play drums with them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. It's very cool. It's very hip, Tom.
What venue was it?
Bowery Ballroom.
Okay.
You and I just saw the Miniature Tigers there not too long ago.
This is a great venue.
It is.
One of, like, the few venues left in the city that, like, you know, was there 20 years ago or whatever when I was, you know, started, like, going to shows.
Yeah. Is there a better venue in New York right now?
I don't think so. Like, as far as, like, a, yeah, I was going to say, as far as, like, small enough to seem intimate, but, like, not so small that, like, you can't get tickets to things.
Right. Yeah. It's a good place. One time I saw the Breeders there when mm-hmm. I was in college, and I got really drunk, and I told Kelly Deal I wished she was my aunt. Yeah. Were you at that show with us?
I was not. I've never seen the Breeders live.
They're good, Tom. I know you don't think women should play rock and roll.
No,
you're
Tim,
just like, they can't feel it. What are they? They're not going to swing around their whatevers.
What does that mean? What is a whatever?
Yeah, that's what you think. in order to rock, you always say, "Hey, you can't rock if you don't have a," and then you're cut off. And people goes, "Roop," and the needle comes off the record.
And an old woman goes, "Oh my word!"
Yeah.
No, Tim, I like the Breeders. I've just never seen them live.
Yeah,
the Breeder. I know the Breeders, and I like the Breeders. They're not a YOLO Tango to me.
YOLO Tango. YOLO Tango is a real cool band. along those lines, YOLO Tango. They're
isn't
also
that not grammatically correct then?
Why?
Is that,
I got it. It's based on what an outfielder on the Mets would say. He spoke Spanish.
I got it.
And when a fly ball is hit and they go, I got it. He go, yo la tengo.
Yeah.
And they like baseball. That's part of their thing.
Okay.
But I think there were everybody was paunchy and white and bespectacled and bearded uh-huh. and short there. And then there were some women there, like my wife who was dragged there.
Yeah, I was going to say like a lot of wives and girlfriends that were dragged there.
Exactly. But then right before, it's a very hard ticket to get. Like, it sold out like in an hour when tickets all 8 nights.
Yeah.
Back when they went on sale in like August or September, okay. right? Like, it's a hot ticket. But then,
do they
like,
do this every year, the Hanukkah?
They do.
Okay.
They took a couple of years off when Maxwell's closed. They moved to the Bowery. Look, nobody cares.
Are they, are most of the members in the band Jewish?
I think they might all be. They're not necessarily practicing Jews.
Right.
But I think it's more of like a community thing. I don't know.
I just want to make sure that they're not, you know.
It's not like a sting. They're luring. These days, you don't know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, not like that. I was going to accuse them of, or not accuse them, was questioning whether they were, what would you call that? What's the phrase? Like, appropriating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they come out
like,
in like
we're gonna
novelty
make
yarmulkes.
Yeah. They we're going like to make a fortune, off all these people that come to a Hanukkah show.
Yeah. They like wear offensive like rabbi costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
And speak like fake Yiddish.
Yeah.
No, I think they're all Jewish. It's all above board.
Okay, good. Do you, I've been thinking about it lately that I think I'm going to go to more shows.
Oh, I'm going to do the opposite.
Well, see, and that I've been that way for a while, and I know you have too, because, you know, we always talk about, and like other people we know too, the whole like buying tickets well in advance of something, and then when the date comes up, you're like, oh, God damn it, I forgot I bought tickets to this. I don't want to do that. I just want to sit at home and drink my Ovaltine or whatever.
Yeah. I don't drink Ovaltine.
But
I drink almond milk.
Warm
almond milk.
Yeah, warmed up though. But I think I'm going to go to more shows.
What shows are you going to
I don't know, man. Fucking nostalgia hacks.
That's true. I have a rule that I violated last night because I enjoy YOLO Tango and I really wanted to see one of these Hanukkah shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go to shows anymore unless I have a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or a VIP pass, because a VIP pass means you can go somewhere and find a seat.
Right, yeah.
I just want to sit down. I want to stand up for like 3 hours. And don't you think all bands, all shows should just be, we're going to play for 40 minutes and there's no opening act?
I could get behind no opening act. Although, you know what? I think it's fine. I mean, we talked about, I don't know if we ever talked about it on the show, but the revelation, like, not as long ago as it should have been, that you can call a venue and they'll tell you when bands go on.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody doesn't know that, like, you know, I don't know if you can do that, like, Madison Square Garden. Actually,
oh,
probably,
yeah. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely can.
Yeah, I guess you can do it anywhere. Yeah,
when I was an intern at Irving Plaza, that was my job the day of a show.
Yeah.
I'd man the phone. That was part of my job. I also had to sweep.
Okay. Yeah, but you can, pretty much any venue, you can call them up and you'd be like, hey, I know it says, like, you know, doors at 7, show starts at 7:30. What time does, you know, the actual headliner go on?
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, and it's actually, like, pretty accurate.
Well, it's very accurate. Tom, I'm not sure if you know this. I'm occasionally in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be backstage at a venue like this. It's posted. There, the backstage, it says, this band goes on 7:15 and ends at 7:45. This band goes on at 8:05 and ends at 8:45. It's they keep it. I hate people in the audience when there's music playing in the house, just like in between bands, and a song will end.
Make thing go right.
Yeah. And then that song ends, and people are like, yeah, bring on the Foo Fighters. It's like, they're not waiting for that song to end.
Yeah, and also, this isn't a Foo Fighters concert. Tim, this week, we're not talking about bands. I mean, maybe we will if... No, we're not.
We already talked about bands.
That's true.
Yola Tengo,
yeah, I guess
the
I'm
Foo
lying.
Fighters.
Yeah, we covered the gamut.
Yeah.
We're talking about gift giving.
From F to Y.
gift giving, because it's a holiday season. Well, you mentioned Hanukkah. So I guess by the time this comes out, it'll probably be too little too late.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, yeah, it's not really about the gifts on Hanukkah.
As I understand, as somebody who's not Jewish, it's, you get a gift every night, so it seems like it's about the gifts.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Sandler did famously say, instead of one day of presents, you get 8 crazy nights, and then made a spectacular film about it. Tom, I did not see 8 crazy nights.
The
that
animated
ended,
was that a DreamWorks animation? Joint?
No, it was too early for the computer animation.
No, but I think it was still hand drawn, but I think it was DreamWorks. DreamWorks are.
Yeah, I didn't read the trades in high school, Tom. Sorry, I wasn't in the biz. No, that was my streak. It broke my.
Did Sandler get points on the back end of that?
yeah, Happy Madison co-produced it.
Oh,
it was
co-production.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What were you saying? Oh, yeah. No, I don't know anything about Hanukkah.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. Hey. The indie rock shows around around the holiday seem very nice.
Well, it doesn't matter what holiday you celebrate, because we're talking about giving gifts, and that's what the holidays are all about.
You know what? You say that as a joke.
Uh-huh.
But that is what it's all about.
No, it's all about receiving gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about getting those sweet
gifts.
So this
is about holiday gift giving, Tom?
Yeah. This is like a little bit of an old school etiquette episode, because I did a bunch of research.
We got a regular Emily Post over here.
Tim.
Founder of Post Cereals.
We don't have Emily Post, but we have her great-great-grandson, Daniel Post Senning, the co-author of Emily Post's Etiquette, 18th edition.
Wow.
What do you think about people like making careers based on, like, you know, great great grandparents?
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
I mean, not if you
like how
not if like it's like, oh, I'm gonna like run a plantation,
right?
Try to own people as property. That's not a good idea. But like, if it's somebody who's like, my great great grandmother wrote an etiquette book. Look. Literally anybody is qualified to do this.
Yeah.
But I got the name. It's my middle name now somehow, but
yeah, I'm not sure how that happened.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's got to be pretty easy too, like writing the 18th edition of that. Like, you probably just have to go and like take the E off of old.
Then you put the E in front of male. You take the E off of old, put it in front of male.
And what do you do with the extra P and E at the end of shop?
Well, it's all about, you know, phys ed.
All right, maybe it is harder than I would assume. But I found an interview with him where, you know, they asked him some etiquette questions, and I'd like to quiz you. I'd like to see what your answer is, your answers to these questions.
We're jumping right into these. Okay.
Look. Well, I got a bunch of stuff, but this is just how I'm going to start it.
Okay.
Here's a question. Maybe we won't start this.
No,
way.
just look. I'm sorry. For once, it seemed like we were gonna have a well planned. If I didn't say, "Oh, we're jumping right into it," and then kind of knock you off your game there.
Yeah,
this would
have
been seamless.
We'll stick around
for
20
minutes. No, don't second guess yourself. You're right. It's the holidays.
Yeah, people are here for information. They got to get in and get out.
They're stuck in traffic at the mall right now. 90% of our listeners right now are in a freaking mall parking lot.
Tearing their hair out.
Yeah. So, look, we got to be a calming force for them.
Here's the first question that was posed to him that I posed to you. I get the same same gift from a relative every year, and it's not something that I actually enjoy. What do I do? What would you do, Tim?
What would you do? You get the same gift from a relative every year.
Yeah.
That you don't like.
Yeah.
It depends on the gift and the relative, is what I would say.
What if it's like a fruitcake?
From
your great aunt Edna.
Take it. You know what? Here's the thing. It's not about. It's about the spirit of giving. It's not about whether you want something. They did the nice thing. They think it's a nice thing.
Uh-huh.
It's the appropriate thing for you to just accept it and say thank you.
I agree with your assessment more than this guy's. This guy's just seems like it's a lot more work. He says, suggest starting a new tradition and be clear about the change in direction. For example, you might suggest a bake-off instead of presents.
A bake-off? Yeah. I'm challenging my great aunt to a bake-off at this point?
Yeah, because she's given you the same present too many times.
It's fine.
You could also try dropping subtle hints about your wish list to this family member ahead of time. And this doesn't sound like that subtle of a hint, the example. He suggests saying something like, boy, I've got a closet full of sweaters. It'd be nice to get a hat this year.
No. Here's the thing, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I don't like getting gifts. I don't like buying gifts. I don't like giving gifts. I like receiving gifts.
Right.
Is that fair? Is that,
yeah.
But, the more I think about it, I don't really even like receiving gifts.
Because of that? Because you've got to, occasionally put on an act?
Not even that. It's just what are we all doing? I'll get my own. I know what I want.
Yeah.
I'll get it. So the way I see gift giving and receiving is a way in a capitalist society to uncontroversially show that you care about somebody. Tell them that you care about them, right? And it's what's the most annoying thing that you or I ever have to do? Friggin' go out and procure something, right?
Right.
And it doesn't matter what it is. If I'm just I went out because I care about you, I procured something, which is my least favorite thing to do. I had to plan and put on a coat and go to a place and put some thought into at least the realm of what your life is kind of like, and figure out something that I'm pretty sure that you don't have. I'm putting thought into something. I think that's just it's a way of saying I care about you because I was willing to go through hell to get you this gift. And so when somebody gives me a gift, they're just I care about you, and it's usually not something I want. And also it's this is awkward. You're just basically telling me you love me, and I don't know how to respond to that.
You don't just respond, I love you too, when somebody hands you a gift?
Yeah, somebody gives me an ice scraper for
car. Yeah, here you go. I thought you could use this. I love you.
I love you too, as well. I love you as well.
Now let me open this. We have so many holiday parties to attend this year. Do we have to buy a gift for each and every host?
What is his name? Daniel?
Yeah.
what's Daniel going to say? Daniel's going to say something small for everybody. It should be thoughtful. It's the thought that counts.
But what do you say?
I say bring a bottle of something.
Bottle of red.
A bottle of white. Something, something, yeah, mood tonight. When are we going to go to a goddamn Billy Joel concert, Tom?
Yeah. We should be giving ourselves the gifts of Billy Joel.
You know what? You might have something. Not a Billy Joel concert, but I might have bought you some Billy Joel merch for Christmas.
Well, Tim, I hope for your sake it's officially licensed and I don't have to make a
it
scene.
It might have been very expensive. I might as well have bought you tickets.
He actually has a great guideline here.
Billy Joel?
Yeah, he chimed in. Daniel posted, I'm going to direct this question to my friend Billy Joel.
And he said, tell her about it. Tell her all the gifts you bought.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought he was, you know, tailoring his lyrics to the season.
No, Billy Joel doesn't. You think Billy Joel is going to play a version of We Didn't Start the Fire? He put sleigh bells in. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and
Donner
Rudolph
and Dixon. Daniel says, if you'll be making a quick visit, you don't necessarily need to bring something. I don't like really. No, I guess I do make like quick visits during some. If like I'm double booked for a holiday party.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Because that's something like you can't blow off completely.
Tom?
What?
When is the last time you made a quick visit to a holiday party?
I mean, I tell myself I'm going to have a quick visit, but if they have booze,
then
I'll
stick
around.
Then you wind up with a goddamn lampshade on your head, Tom.
Yeah. But then I go and make it to the other party. Usually by then, that party's winding down.
You become a burden. So you damn well better have a bottle of something.
And I show up, I have at least a half a bottle of something. But here's where I think he's got a good guideline here. Generally, with hostess gifts, the threshold for gift giving starts when someone cooks you a meal.
No.
What?
Daniel, nobody's ever cooked me a meal. Besides my mom and dad.
So then you wouldn't have to get them anything.
I've never had to get anybody anything.
No. When you're like going to a holiday party. So if it's like a friend inviting you to a holiday party, somebody that you normally don't exchange gifts with.
Yeah, but what, don't you bring a six pack?
Yeah, or like a bottle of wine or something. But like if it was like a meal, and like we don't have friends that have like dinner
None
parties.
None of us have a freaking table to eat a meal at.
Yeah.
Literally everyone we know,
yeah,
just eats dinner on their laps while watching television.
Yeah. I don't think I know anybody with like an oven that they trust enough to like cook something decent in, you know. My oven.
I don't like to advertise it, but I put things in my oven.
I mean, I put things in my oven, but like my oven's all over the place when I set a temperature.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I had this guy come in, this contractor.
Uh-huh.
I want to redo my floors in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Right? This guy, first thing he says, he's like, "Oh, you got your oven right near the window. Hate to see that."
Why?
And of course my wife is like, "Oh no, we gotta," he's like, "If I were you, I'd rip the whole thing out." And like he proposed like $60,000 worth, yeah, of things instead of this like $2,000 floor
job. Move this oven to the bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. That'll heat things up, he said. And I was like, I beg your pardon, sir.
And put the toilet by the window.
I really think he just like picks out something.
Yeah.
And just says, you hate to see that, and won't elaborate.
Right.
Because he would have come up with something, but like, I don't know. I just think, I think he was trying to upsell us, and I was like, get out of here. Get out of my home.
Well, I don't know why you guys didn't come to me.
to redo the floors, yeah, in my kitchen?
Yeah, Tim. I would have given you guys a fair quote. I wouldn't have tried to upsell you.
You've seen my kitchen. What would you?
The floors?
Yeah.
Put in the same kind of floors they have in like a bowling alley. That looks nice.
Like wood.
Yeah.
Wooden.
Yeah. But like really, you know, wax the shit out of it. Make it very dangerous to cook in there.
I don't see why that would be.
Because it'd be so slippery.
Yeah, but I need to cook in there.
Yeah. Well, be careful. Wear bowling shoes.
That makes it more slippery. What are bowling shoes about? Why do you have to buy bowling shoes?
I mean, I
rent,
guess...
Rent. I've never bought bowling shoes.
I guess it's so you don't, like, mark up the floors, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's more about the floors than it is the customer.
And they make us pay for that?
Yeah.
It's your floors. Fucking deal with it yourself. Give us the shoes for free.
Yeah.
Pay us to put on your filthy shoes so we don't scuff up your
floor. That's a good point.
Yeah.
The next question
I hate bowling alley proprietors.
Do you know many? I mean, the person handing out the shoes isn't necessarily
the guy handing out the shoes has no say in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was up to that guy, he'd be like, take the shoes for free. Hey, guess what? Don't even wear the shoes. I don't have to touch all these shoes, right? It's the people at the top that you can't get to, you know?
Yeah,
people's in that big in the back office.
The people working
don't scuff my floors. The buffer only comes once a week.
The people working for AMF.
Yeah,
is that the acronym you always see on the bowling alleys?
It's pronounced AMF.
AMF. What does that stand for?
American Medical Foundation.
All right. The final question I have here that was posed to Daniel, a friend made a donation on my behalf to a nonprofit that doesn't support my values. What do I say?
Is it like did Mike Pence write this? It's like Planned Parenthood keeps telling me that
people are donating in my name.
It depends. What does Daniel say? You can.
He says, first, thank your friend for the gift. But then ask if you have if you can have a separate private conversation about the donation, and then broach the subject gently by saying, I love that you're thinking about ways to help other people, but there's actually another organization that I'd like you to contribute to.
All this guy's advice is just like gently tell them. Is this like instead of giving to this organization, can we please have a bake off?
Yeah, I feel like if somebody's donating to an organization that like you don't agree with,
they're sticking it to you.
Yeah, like I've never
you kick his ass is what you do, Daniel. You know what? These days, you can't just kick someone's ass.
I've rarely donated in other people's names, but like I certainly wouldn't.
Rarely or never ever in your life? Even
not
once.
That I can recall.
Hell, you don't even donate in your name.
Well, Tim, I prefer to remain anonymous because it's a.
That's very big of you. Yeah,
well, I don't like a lot of acclaim. Mm.
One time I went to an accountant at the end of the year. This was like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, you donated to, like, hurricane relief, what, like, $12,000? We'll write that off.
What?
I was like, no! And he's like, yeah, but, like, we all do this.
Oh, man. I don't think so. That sounds like a bad accountant.
Yeah. I stopped going to him.
I mean, it seems like that's the kind of thing that is very easy to audit. But anyway, yeah, I mean,
I didn't do it, Tom.
Well,
I didn't go along with this scheme.
Well, I'm just saying, if anybody from the IRS is listening, wouldn't hurt to look. trying to get you audited. That's my gift to you.
If your plan was to get me thrown in jail,
just for white collar crime, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'll go to a country club prison.
I mean, I can't imagine donating to something in somebody's name if it's not a cause that they care about. Or like a universally like, oh, this is, you know, the Red Cross or UNICEF, like something not controversial. So, yeah, I would say if somebody donates to something like that you disagree with, they're picking a fight. Give them what they want.
It depends, though. I will say this.
Say to them, I got you this, a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
And I forgot to wrap it.
I got it. Yeah.
Give me 1 minute. I have to go wrap it.
For the holidays, I got you some chestnuts roasting over an open fire, and then you light their testicles on fire. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep!
Oh.
Boo!
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up. to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tim, I'm going to switch. I know I started this off very formally with all these questions.
It really set a tone of
professionalism.
Yeah. Congratulations.
but you know what, Tim? Now, let's loosen up a little bit.
Take that tie off.
Yeah, I will. There, it's off.
Great. it was a clip on. That's why it was...
It was very easy to take off. It was actually sewn onto the shirt.
Did you ever have one of those shirts as a kid?
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah.
It's easier than a clip-on.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why aren't all ties just clip-on? There's no shame in that. Oh, it's a long... Oh, I need to wear a longer tie that I have to do work for.
Wait, what?
Why can't we just all wear clip-on ties?
Do you think sometimes people wear their ties at different lengths, and that's why they don't want a clip-on?
I mean, people do wear their ties.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the same tie, like, today I'm going to go for a long
tie. No, but, like, a
tie.
Clip-on is shorter than a regular tie.
But there's no reason it has to be, right?
No, because, like, the regular tie is longer because it's got all that extra slack that then you tie.
Right.
But a clip-on is just the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is...
If you laid out a regular tie...
No. I'm saying once it's on the person.
Yeah, once it's on the person, it's all the same.
Yeah, okay.
That's my argument.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, a clip-on looks the same as
My argument to you would be there's nothing stopping you from buying clip-on ties.
They don't make them for grown-ups.
I'm sure you could pull off a child's one.
Maybe.
Just stop by the Husky section.
I did up until like 10 years ago. I bought some shirts in the Husky Boys section back when I was a thinner man.
Yeah, this is for my son.
I did. I had to pretend that we were shopping for my son.
But anyway, I want to talk about some more general etiquette around gifts. What are your feelings about gift cards?
Pro gift card. I mean, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like everybody knows the game, and you're kind of showing your hand when you get somebody a gift card, because it's like, look, we all know that you can get any gift card at CVS.
Right. Well, you can't get any gift card. I would say that there are...
What can't you get at
tiers of gift cards. Like, yeah, if somebody's getting you like a TGI Fridays gift card, like they didn't go to TGI Fridays to get that for you.
Right.
Even.
They're like, you know what Betty would want?
Yeah. But...
She loves the Jack Daniels chicken sandwich.
Yeah. It is pretty good.
They put Jack Daniels, what is it, Jack Daniels barbecue sauce?
Yeah, it's like a barbecue sauce.
You're like, Jack Daniels sauce, you philistine.
Yeah, I mean, what did you think it was? Is cook it in booze?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, but I would say that, like, because I've gotten gift cards for things that are, like, very specific. Where,
like what?
I can't think of anything like recent, but like
I feel like you're telling a lot of lies today.
Look, Tim, I get gifts all the time. A lot of people care about me. No, but like, say a store that's not a chain,
right?
Like,
okay.
like let's say somebody gave you like a $50 gift card to like the local magic shop.
Yeah,
like you would look on that a lot more favorably than an Amazon gift card.
Definitely,
you'd be like, oh, you know, I like magic. I feel like, you know, and this is not a knock against, well, I guess, you know, we're far enough.
I create my own tricks, though. I develop my own tricks. I don't
know. So you give a polite, oh, thank you very much, I appreciate it. However, I do not use any store-bought tricks in my act.
And then I make it disappear into a cloud of smoke.
That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah. I do not want your gift.
I banish it to another dimension. Yeah.
Maybe I'd be like, well, you know, that's, I guess that's the way things, the way the cookie crumbles. I don't know where I was going with that.
Is that what the relative would say to you?
Yeah, because they're like, not only did I not get a gift in return, they just like, they didn't like return that gift to me so I could maybe get
my
money
back.
Or at least get like a deck of trick cards.
Yeah.
How much is the gift certificate for, Tom?
In this case, I said $50.
$50?
Yeah.
You could buy a fire wallet with that kind of cash.
Oh, can you?
You could buy
How much does a fire wallet go for nowadays?
Around $50.
Okay.
When I bought it, I was not in the position to buy that fire wallet when I was in college. It was a wallet that when you opened it, fire would come out of it. You'd be like, oh, let me pay the bill.
Oh, my money's gone up in flames.
Yeah.
Well, so in that way, you probably
save
a lot of
money.
You get your money
back, pretty quickly.
It's like, well, obviously I can't pay.
Instead, I just burned my eyelashes off with it.
The vast majority of gifts I get nowadays are Amazon gift cards. Which, like, I can use them, so it's, like, great, you know, like you were saying, like, I, you know, somebody gave me a TGI Fridays gift card, I'd be like, well, now I gotta go all the way to Times Square to use this.
You know what? I'd like a TGI Fridays gift card. Get me out of my bubble.
Okay.
You know? You go there?
That's what I'm gonna get you, then. I mean, it's not, you know, I don't think it'd get you out of your bubble, either. It's just, you know, a place to eat food.
Yeah, but you know, like I go to all those high-end hoity-toity places, Tom.
Yeah, you want to see how the other app lives?
Yeah, I want to buy some. I want to finally taste one of these mozzarella sticks.
For a while, and I think I've informed my mom that I don't really want this anymore. She kept giving me like gift certificates to a massage place by like our hometown.
Ooh.
But
why don't
it
you
was
want
like,
this?
Well, because it was like,
you
well,
don't like
then
people
I got,
touching you.
Well, it's like, I got to go all the way there. You know, it's like a whole, you know.
Yeah, she
like,
wants you to come visit her.
Well, I'll go visit, but I don't want to have to make an appointment at a massage place. It was a pretty good massage, the massage that I got.
Do you have like, do you have like gift certificates that you can use? Because I'll take one of those.
No, I use them all.
I'll pay you 25%.
I misplaced a freaking like $100 Amazon card, I'm pretty sure, last year. And like I've been like low key looking for it for the past year of like has to be in a jacket or like somewhere in my car. So that's a thing I don't like. And I know for like I'd bet money or more gift cards on the fact that like half the gift cards that I've given to people don't get used. That's a whole big thing with like that they estimate that there's like, you know, billions of dollars in unused gift cards in drawers.
Even if they're if it's like $50 gift card and you leave $1.36 on that card.
Yeah.
Freaking because you only spent $48.
Yeah.
Freaking Bezos is getting $1.36 times like 10,000 people that have that exact balance on that card.
He's going and buying a rocket.
Yeah.
With that money.
He's halfway to the moon.
here's a tip that some people don't know. At least in the U.S., I mean, maybe not in the U.S., maybe it's just New York.
These United States?
Yes. Gift cards cannot have an expiration date.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have like a gift card that has like an and not a gift card, but like a gift certificate, like sometimes like local businesses, they'll put, an expiration date. They can't do that.
Even the yoga studio in my...
Even the yoga studio in your wherever.
In my neighborhood.
Yeah. You go in there and make a sink. I'll go in as your lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would probably... Look, there's two classes my wife can't redeem because I bought her a 10 thing and it expired.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a net loss for her if she went in and raised a stink and like brought like the New York State like
district
book
attorney.
Of law. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
No, and actually, I would say that you probably, for most places, you wouldn't even have to like raise a stink. I think like a lot of local businesses put expiration dates on there because they're trying to just kind of like, you know, figure out their books or whatever.
Yeah.
That they don't want like a million. They're trying to encourage people to use it rather than just sit on it and then one day, a million people
show
up.
They don't want any Fonzies there sitting on it.
Yeah. No, Fonzie told other people to sit on it.
Yeah, they don't want any Potsies there.
Yeah. I don't think she would even have to raise a stink. I think she could probably just show up and they
What I if mean, I want to raise a stink?
Well, I don't think your wife does, but if you do, sure.
All right. I don't think she'd agree with you.
No, she probably doesn't want you there.
This is why she thinks you're
either.
A bad influence on me. This is why she tells me not to come over here.
Hold on. Yeah, what?
My mom gives me Starbucks gift cards all the time. You know, like in addition to other things,
I get a decent amount of Starbucks gift cards too. And like a lot of times, it's always weird because like I'll get them and I'll be like, "Oh, thank you," and then somebody will be like, "Oh, I know how like you just can't get enough Starbucks." And I think like I've literally never talked about Starbucks.
That's what my mom says as well, but. But so, and I know you didn't say your mom said that, but that's what my mom says too.
I'm thinking more of ants.
Here's the best thing.
Uh-huh.
You load them into that Starbucks app.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like today I was running late. I couldn't make coffee. Mm-hmm. And then you open up your Starbucks app.
Free money.
You got like, $45 in there. You have coffee anytime for free. Whenever you're in a pinch, because you're always near a Starbucks,
yeah,
and it's a free cup of coffee. It's like a coffee insurance or something.
Sure,
it's lovely.
I mean, it's kind of like a gift card to Starbucks.
Yeah, but you don't have to carry the card with
you. Yeah, I will. I will say
that. Loading it into an app,
yeah.
And then you have this balance, and it's just like, as long as you have your phone on you, you have a free cup of coffee wherever you are.
Yeah.
Hey, two cups of coffee. You got $45 on this thing, at least.
Hey, you can be there all day drinking coffee. I will say any gift card, and this goes actually for like Amazon, which is why I'm so mad that I misplaced that card, because usually the first thing I do is just like redeem it into my account, and then it's just like, oh, that's there.
Right.
I mean, that's also why, at least the Amazon example I'm giving, like, it's great for me, but like, I imagine it would be disappointing to the people that give them to me, because if they were like, what'd you buy with it?
Yeah,
it's like dog food and soap.
Over the course of like 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like, no, I didn't buy anything for me to like enjoy or have fun with. Like, I know I bought dog food and, you know, dish soap or whatever.
It's as if they're like, hey, we'll pay a portion of your electric bill for a few months.
Right. Yeah, it would be the same if they were just like, here's a Con Ed gift card. It's good for the next, you know, 2 months electricity. What do you think about the idea of giving somebody something that you, not necessarily that you want, not a la Homer Simpson, giving Marge the bowling ball with Homer in it, but like something that it's like, I really like this, so I do this all the time to people, and I don't think it's good. I don't think like I've ever really, or nah, like a handful of times, but I think more often than not, I miss the
you miss the mark, yeah. That's why I love buying gifts for my brother, because like we have like almost the same exact interests. So it's just like, I just buy shit I want, and then I assume he likes it. I don't ask him. I don't really talk to him or see him ever. I think that's, I mean, it's the thought that counts, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I do appreciate, even though I think I miss the mark, like I do appreciate more often than not when somebody does that to me, because I kind of feel like as long as it's not like, and I got everybody this.
Yeah.
Because that does seem more personal, like, oh, you know, think I would enjoy this because you enjoy this.
Exactly.
Because that is a problem. Like, so I'm organizing a gift exchange right now. I mean, I guess it's,
you're organizing a gift exchange?
Yeah. Like within my extended family.
This is initiative I've never seen from you.
You know what?
Was it your idea?
No, I think it's just, you know, this freaking holdover of like Tommy's the computer guy.
Right.
Like he knows how to do this stuff. Like I didn't even know this existed, and somebody else was like, oh, there's like, you know, websites now that do you know, gift exchange. What do you call that? Not White Elephant. Is it White Elephant?
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. Yeah, like Secret Santa. Because here's,
I hate Secret Santa so much. Just show yourself. Just identify
you
yourself.
Coward. You identify yourself once you give the gift, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I've never really done
Secret
that.
Secret Santa.
Secrets.
I had a Secret Santa in fourth grade. She gave me a model airplane. I didn't want it.
Well, you should have given it. I would have taken it, Tim.
I didn't know you. We weren't friends.
Well, you could have saved it until now. It's not like it would have gone bad.
Probably in my childhood closet.
All right, good. So when you're home for Christmas, take a look for it.
Okay.
When I was a kid, like I distinctly remember like my parents and my aunts and uncles doing like a grab bag where they would just, you know, pick each other. And then it was like when I got old enough, when I turned 18, was when they like stopped doing that entirely, which was when I was like, hey, no, I want in on that. That seems like
that TGI Fridays gift card.
No, I just like, I don't want to have to look. I can't be shopping at the school fair for gifts anymore. So that is really, you know, my pocketbook's taking a hit here.
Yeah.
So finally, like, you know, all my cousins are, you know, even the youngest is out of college now. So it's like everybody's
out of touch.
Everybody's everybody's old enough to do this.
Why don't you just all go your own separate ways?
Look, why are we even doing this? Why are we getting together? So I had to organize this year for whatever reason. And
who'd you get?
I got my cousin.
Oh, cool.
Actually, like,
I don't know what a satisfying answer to that would have been.
No, actually, like, this was probably, like, the most ideal person to have gotten, because it's like, oh, I got my, like, you know, 30-year-old cousin,
yeah,
the male cousin. So it's like, oh, yeah, I could figure out something for him. But I don't know. Like, on this website, you're supposed to, like, put a wish list. And then that seems like kind of like...
What website is this?
Do we want to give them a free plug for
advertising?
No, because
I think I've used that with my in-laws for the Hanukkah grab bag.
Oh, okay. So you had to buy 8 gifts.
No, it's just one. We consolidated. We only met on one night. But it had to be 8 gifts worth of fun.
Oh, well, huh.
So it was a lot of pressure on that one gift.
Really good gift.
Yeah. The minimum was $6,000.
Wow.
We had to spend. Yeah.
Holy cow. This is Elfster.com. Is that what he used?
I don't know.
I think there's a bunch. I mean, it seems like something like I could put together with my programming knowledge.
Well, why don't you?
Maybe I will.
We take,
I don't see where the money is.
And blow
in it.
Elfster out of that. Because the
wish
affiliate
have
links
affiliate
from there, right?
That's probably how they get you. Mm. But anyway, but like
affiliate links for losers.
But I don't know how to feel about the idea of like putting in wish list stuff. Like, and I'm of course like the, you know, the one who's like the
grandmaster.
You're
the original wish kid.
No, I'm like the grandmaster of this. You know, I have to give everybody the link and tell them when to sign up by and everything, which I was actually like amazed at.
Isn't
people
that automatically generated when you put in people's email address?
I didn't have everybody's email addresses.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I had to like.
This seems like a real burden.
You know what? Actually, it wasn't bad. Like, it just occurred to me that it really wasn't bad because like everyone in my extended family has an iPhone, so it was just like a big iMessage conversation.
Were people trying to make jokes on it?
No. No, everybody was like pretty good about like, hey, let's, you know, there are 14 people on this thread.
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
The day before Thanksgiving, my mom sent out an iMessage to everybody in my extended family. Like 80%
say,
of who...
Timmy said he doesn't want underwear this year.
No, it said, you know, like, people should come over at 2 and we're eating dinner at 4:30 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And everybody...
I didn't get that message, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're not in my family, Tom. We're not related for the last time. But then everybody, for like the next 2 weeks, it was like jokes and bits and commandeering for other bits of like family news. Sucked.
No,
I didn't have Moses. It was like just like some random 516 number. Oh, this is on this thread. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to because yeah. If you
look, I like my family a lot, but I don't want to ever communicate with anybody through text message for any reason.
Yeah, there were a few numbers on there that I don't like. I don't have all my cousins' phone numbers in my phone because like I don't call them or anything, but now I'm gonna add them. But yeah, there were no jokes. There were a few, like, I don't even know what the hell they were, that I think it was like an aunt, you know, like sent, and then she was like, sorry, I don't know what that was. It was like, like I thought maybe it was like something from an Apple Watch, but I don't think she has an Apple Watch. Like something I've never seen in iMessage, where it was just like a black square and then like animated touches happening.
Yes, yes, I get one of those from my mom every so often.
What the hell is that even?
And I'll
from?
Be like, "What is this?" And my mom will be like, "What? What are you talking about?"
Yeah. So who knows what that? Where that comes?
It's some old person button on a goddamn iPhone.
Just keep them on their toes, like.
Yeah, what the fuck is that thing? You don't know. I was going to ask you what that is.
Yeah, no, and like I was
going to have you talk to my mom.
I was watching it trying to figure out like what it even could be. Like what it, like, oh, this is obviously like accidentally triggered, but like what is this purposely supposed to be for?
Triggered.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the grab bags, exchanges. Ultimately, I think a good thing. Although this one too, like originally when I set it up, like I used the default, like $50. And then like people are texting me like raise it to 75. And I was like, all right. And then like right before people are like, nah, everybody's saying 100. I'm like, 100?
I don't even like have some of your phone numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and mostly just like, look, I'm really going to be like reaching to figure out $100 worth of stuff that you want. And you're probably not going to like, just 50 bucks is fine.
I like the idea of you like trying to get a jump on things and be buying like, your cousin at the end of the day just gets like a $50 gift card and two $25 gift cards to Amazon.
Yeah, it's kind of what like, I feel like it's going to happen at the end of the day.
But like each time it got raised, like, ah, shit, all right. Well, $25.
Well, you're giving me a lot of credit for thinking ahead that much. What are your feelings about re-gifting? Ooh, the dreaded re-gifting.
Yeah, you know what? It's fine. It's great.
As long as, like, the packaging, like, as long as it's not something that's, like, used and already opened.
90% of the gifts that I get go to my basement storage for 2 years, and then when I'm cleaning out my storage, I go like, well, it's been 2 years. I can get rid of this now. Right? So like, maybe somebody else will get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
A lot of the stuff I was reading, you know, the etiquette guides that were like, oh, like you can't do it because a lot of them were written by the ghost of old man Marley.
Wow.
Yeah.
He seems pretty generous. Because, like, he knows to take Tim, Scrooge to task.
You're thinking of Goofy. You're just thinking of one of the actors that played him.
Yeah, that's true.
Old
man Marley was telling Scrooge not to be such a miser.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it Goofy, though?
I never saw Mickey's Christmas Carol. I only very recently, last year, saw a Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Wow. So you're really behind on your Christmas carols.
Yeah. Look, if I haven't seen the goddamn Muppet's Christmas Carol, I'm certainly not watching some stuff with Goofy.
Oh, I mean the Disney one, the Mickey one, is like, in my mind, like the definitive.
Yeah, go screw.
Dickens ripped him off. Dickens ripped off Mickey.
Mickey's never been in a good movie.
Steamboat Willie, Tim.
I almost bought you, Tom. I went to Target to buy some Christmas presents. I'll tell you what happened, Tom.
Now I'm thinking you bought me a very expensive Billy Joel present from Target.
No, I didn't get you anything from Target. My family, I don't want to say anything, but my wife and I and my parents, we adopted a less fortunate family, and we bought them a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
So we were buying toys at Target.
Yeah.
And the toys section at Target is mayhem. And everything's picked over and nothing is. But then perfectly at the end, like one of those end cap things at the end of an aisle,
mm-hmm.
they had a Disney display.
Uh-huh.
And there were like three shelves that were a mess, but there were two in the middle that were perfectly, fully stocked, nobody touched.
Yeah.
Steamboat Willie dolls
were
just black and white Mickey Mouse dolls.
That sounds pretty cool.
But like,
but yeah,
it's 2018. Why, like, they're next to like all these like not hip toys, but all these like very popular toys with children and stuff. If you got a child a Steamboat Willie toy,
yeah. Like, why is it black and white?
Yeah, this is depressing. I almost got you a Steamboat Willie toy.
I think I would have liked that. Yeah. Still time for you to go back.
Yeah. The main takeaway from that is, you know, I'm buying things for the less fortunate. Spend hundreds of dollars on this family, Tom. Hopefully they have a Merry Christmas.
Well, so instead of getting like a Steamboat Willie, you got them like a fourth tier Star Wars character or something like that.
No, I got the little pet shop.
I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar. Neither.
The Pokemon.
Okay, that's a superhero.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's someone. Yeah. I don't know.
A man that doesn't like to be poked.
Hey, that's all of us. Hey, if that's all it takes, then consider me a Pokemon.
Tim, your hilarious joke made me lose track of what I was going to say.
Well, we're
re-gifting. It was they were the egg itself was just basically saying like, oh, don't do this because you know there's a chance they'd find out, and if they find out, they'd be really upset. Make sure there's not a chance they'd find out.
Yeah, give it to somebody else. Give it to a different circle.
Make it the perfect crime.
I want to know what Daniel's social life is like.
A lot of him talking about his great-great-grandma.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, pulling people aside for private conversations. Look, I'm going to have a delicate conversation. Like, man, could you imagine inviting Daniel into your home? Maybe, like, at least 4 or 5 times, he's going to pull you aside for an awkward conversation he thinks is just him being up front.
Yeah, you're going to, like, accidentally bump into him walking by. And 5 minutes later, he's going to be like, Can I have a private conversation with you for a moment? How much time do we have?
We have like 3 minutes.
Okay. I want to go over a few other things because these are about office gifts. So,
oh, like, yeah. You know what? Here's if I was Daniel, here's what I would say.
These aren't from Daniel, to
keep
be clear.
Keep gift giving out of the goddamn office. We're going there to work. We're not there. We're not friends.
Here's some tips. Personal gifts such as lingerie should only be given to a woman by her husband, long-term boyfriend, or fiancé.
That has nothing to do with the workplace, Tom.
Yeah, well, no, it does. Don't give a coworker lingerie. And if you're thinking, well, boy, Tom, that's a real sexist thing to say. Personal gifts such as silk boxers should only be given to a man by his wife, long-term girlfriend, or fiance. These are also outdated, I guess, because it doesn't include the possibility that you could have a partner that's the same sex as you.
Yeah. Outdated in that, like, when were gay people invented, Tom?
I'm just saying outdated as far as etiquette guides are concerned.
Yeah.
Here's one I firmly disagree with. Do not get a gag gift. These usually fall flat and are inappropriate for the office.
What?
No.
Office is exclusively gag gift territory.
I don't think I've ever seen a gag gift fall flat.
No.
Like, gag gifts always, like, even if it's not, like, that clever or funny, just the idea that you got somebody a gag gift is a joke in and of itself.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Do not get anything too personal. Perfume, cologne, or clothing are inappropriate gifts to your coworkers. Now, Tim, I know you buy a lot of the women in your office perfume.
Yeah, I buy them the fanciest perfumes.
Do not accept inappropriate gifts from anyone you work with or from your boss. If it is too personal or makes you uncomfortable, be sure to say...
What the hell is going on? What is...
Be sure to say, I appreciate the thought, but I'm sorry, I can't accept this. If the person pressures you, simply say that you feel the gift is inappropriate and it would be against company policy.
Wow. They don't know what company... What if you work for a porn website?
Yeah. And somebody's just giving you... What would be like a...
I don't know, an inappropriate gift, like silk boxers.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you and I, like, work on projects that are...
Well, what if you're both porn actors?
Yeah.
You're both in the porn. You can't be like, oh, so that's inappropriate to give me silk boxers. When, like, you might have had sex with that person in a professional context.
Well, does that make you a fiancé?
I think it does.
Yeah.
If giving a gift to the boss is accepted as part of the office culture, you may select a gift that is related to the office. Do not choose something personal unless it is a gift of food or wine. Gourmet food baskets, something for his or her desk, a photo frame, a leather portfolio, or a nice plant are all good gifts for your boss. You can't even give him an exploding golf ball?
Or a cigar?
Or an exploding cigar?
That's how they killed Castro.
That's not how they killed Castro. Died of old age. If somebody gives you a holiday gift, but you did not get one for them and were not planning to, simply thank them for the present. It is far better to accept the person's gift graciously in the spirit in which it was given than to scramble at the last minute to try and match it out of a sense of obligation. Remember, the person gave you a gift because he or she wanted to treat you, not because the person expected something in return. I don't think that's true. A lot of people expect something in return.
Or it's just like they feel the obligation and then they're offended when you don't feel the obligation as well.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. They do take it. They're not buying something because they...
Nobody buys a gift because they want to.
Well, nobody buys a... Like, I would never buy a gift for somebody if I thought they didn't have a gift for me because I would think that that would make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting them on the spot. Do not buy gifts that are geared towards self-improvement, such as weight loss videos, exercise programs, or books on how to improve your public speaking skills. It is never a gift to be reminded of your shortcomings. I guess I'm going to have to return that Dummy's Guide to Podcasting that I bought you.
Tom, I'm one of the original podcasters.
And lastly, when shopping, this is another one I disagree with. When shopping for children, it is best to check with their parents before purchasing anything that is noisy, requires assembly, or has a lot of small moving parts. Respect the wishes of the parent if they say a particular gift idea is not to their liking. Nah, I mean the small parts thing, sure, yeah. But no, buy him something noisy. That's what you're there for, as
yeah, I'm fun uncle for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, I mean if you're an uncle or like you know a family friend or something,
yeah, I'm gonna...
and you're not buying the kid something that like their parents won't let them have, then look, you're never gonna make inroads on being the fun uncle.
Yeah,
you're there. Kid.
Yeah, if you're the fun uncle, your job is to freaking. Infiltrate the household with some scummy stuff.
That's why I'm giving my newborn niece exclusively firecrackers for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm giving my nephew drugs.
Wow, just straight up drugs.
Yeah.
I'm prescription be like, or street?
Street.
Oh, okay, good.
Because like, I think, you know.
More authentic.
Yeah, cocaine is going to make him go wild. Can you imagine a terrible twos enhanced with cocaine?
I can't.
This kid doesn't sleep anyway, from what I understand.
Yeah. My...
Hey, none of this is my problem.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. Check them out. Also, when you're doing your holiday shopping, and you're going to do it at Amazon anyway.
Or even your dog food and light bulb shopping.
Look, whatever you're going to get. Go to tcgt.com/Amazon when you do it, because then that gives us a little bit. You're taking it right out of Jeff Bezos' mouth. That's money he can't use to buy new rockets.
Yeah, he's just going to burn that money as fuel.
Yeah, you might as well make sure it goes to us instead.
Yeah.
And you can also check out...
We'll burn it as fuel as well.
You can also check out tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get a bunch of bonuses like weekly mini episodes of things like Fast Food Friday, Justice League Minute, Riverdale Review, You Look Marvelous. I think this week there's a new, whole new show.
About streaming entertainment.
Yeah. tcgt.com/pledge to check that out. How much did you spend on me for Christmas, Tim?
Not a lot. Just here's the thing.
Okay.
When I give you what I give you, you might be like, "Oh, that's it." But it's like, no, there's a. It was expensive in the Billy Joel store.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to.
It's in line with what we usually. You and I usually get each other gifts, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You're like one of the few friends, maybe the only friend.
I think
friend.
You're the only friend I buy five for.
Like, yeah, I mean, I've given friends gifts if it's something like cheap that I've seen. Mm. Like cheap enough that it's like, oh, this isn't like a real gift exchange. Like I saw this thing that was $5, a gag gift, if you will.
Right. Silk boxers or lingerie.
Silk boxers or lingerie or just a plant for their desk. But yeah, so now I have to keep it in line. And you know, I gave you a very nice t-shirt for your birthday that I haven't seen you wear once yet.
That it's a Tim thing you wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
I wear it to bed sometimes.
I thought you to impress your wife.
Don't try to give me any guff.
Read the shirt, honey. I don't want to hear it tonight. I want to hear your complaints.
Can you turn down the television, the Friends reruns you're watching while we're both trying to sleep? Point to the shirt. It's the same thing you wouldn't understand.
I mean, it sounds like she would. You know, it's just you're trying to sleep and it's too loud. That's not necessarily a Tim thing.
No. It's too loud for her. She's asking me to stop.
Oh, I see.
Turn off the TV and go to bed. But I like to hear Ross and Rachel. I like to hear Ross go, "We were on a break," when I'm trying to sleep. It comforts me.
I mean, that's still, I don't think you're using the shirt in the way I intended it to be used, Tim. It's still pretty understandable.
It lets me walk all over my wife. Just point to the shirt.
All right.
Your concerns are not valid.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.